And now it's time for the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater Podcast. This is Frederick the Announcer, who is being handsomely paid in food and is wonderfully eating it right now. And I am here to introduce you to UberNerd 527. And now here he is, UberNerd 527.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Cartoon Connoisseur Theater podcast. We usually talk about cartoons, animation, and all things cartoony. I'm UberNerd527, and I'm glad that you're here. This episode is actually going to be a very special episode of the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater. Now, I know that we've been on hiatus lately, and that is mainly because the anime podcast was such a daunting task, and we had a lot of things that we wanted to talk about, so that's why we were on hiatus for a little bit, and we will be back with our regular episodes starting in July, so please bear with us if you're listening. But this episode of the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater is actually going to be taking place at Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles in Winter Garden. Just recently, they had a local artist get-together called Artists in the Courtyard, and there was a whole bunch of artists there, and I thought it would be a great idea to kind of interview some of these artists and go ahead and give you these interviews as well. So just sit back, relax, and please enjoy this interviews with some of the people that we met there, and yeah, enjoy. So I'm here with Anthony, who's another one of the artists here at Crumbs World. Anthony, can you tell us a little bit about your art?
Yeah, my artwork details on mostly anime. We do Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, Inuyasha, Bleach, all types of things. We do it in pencil, charcoal, especially Sharpie markers and oil paintings.
Awesome, awesome. And so I can tell by your drawings that you're a huge Dragon Ball fan. So as an aside, I want to ask, are you excited for Dragon Ball Super?
Oh my God, yes I am. That and the movie, and I hope they do a great job in the next series. They don't mess it up, or like they did like the movie. I watched it, but still. But yeah, I'm totally, totally excited.
Awesome. And so most of your art is done with, you said, charcoal and pencil?
Mostly Sharpie markers.
Wow, Sharpies.
Yes.
Very cool. Oh, awesome. And it's all done, what kind of, like a hard canvas or soft?
Soft, paper-like canvas. It's like a sketch paper.
Yeah. Wow, very cool, very cool. Now, is there, besides Dragon Ball, is there another anime that you like to draw a lot?
Full Metal.
Full Metal Alchemist. Okay, favorite character from that?
Edward.
And Winry, okay.
And Winry.
All right. So very cool. Well, thank you very much. Is there? Are you on Twitter, social media that you wanna plug real quick?
Not at the moment, but you can see my Facebook page, which is Anthony Milian at facebook.com, and you'll see my art section there as well. Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, thank you very much, Anthony. And yeah, check his stuff out on facebook.com. All right, we're going on to our next interview. We are back here at Crumbs World with our next interviewee. We're going to talk to Robert here. Robert, your artwork looks really cool. It's very digital artwork. I know my friend Azrael on the site, he is a huge Miku fan and loves the Vocaloids and whatnot. So he's going to be very, very disappointed that he was not here to get some of that. Can you tell us a little bit more about your art?
Okay, well, so I started drawing when I was about 15. I didn't start drawing seriously until a few years ago. I'm not a very consistent artist. I kind of, you know how there's people that you have a comic book artist and that's what they do. You're a comic book artist, as you can see. Like, I have anime, I have realistic paintings, I have Batman. Like, I just have like a bunch of things. Like, I'm defining myself, so like I don't know exactly what it is that I want to. I don't have an identity yet as an artist, so I just kind of experiment and I just kind of do all sorts of things.
Well, the colors are really cool. I really love that Pikachu versus Yoda. I thought that was really, really kind of neat. He's doing the trying to hit the lightsaber there. I thought that was really cool. So, are you inspired by like comic books and anime and stuff like that?
Well, I started drawing because of anime. I used to watch anime all the time as a kid, and that's what got me into drawing. I haven't been drawing anime a lot lately. A lot of the pieces that you're seeing, I've been doing them over the years. It's pretty sporadic. A lot of things inspire me. Books, science fiction things, TV shows, or just getting an idea in the shower or in the car, like that I decide to draw later.
Or maybe you see something on like TV or something like that, and you're like, yeah, I have to draw that.
Yeah, that, exactly. Like, I've wanted that because of Game of Thrones, obviously. I got entered there. I've watched Sons of Anarchy. That's made me want to draw, like, Sons of Anarchy. It's what I'm, sometimes what I'm watching. It inspires me.
Very cool. Very cool. So you have a couple of websites and stuff like that you have your stuff on. Can you please let the people out there know where they can find you?
Okay, so the best couple of websites where you can reach me is my website. It's robertjcanvas.com, and also you have my Instagram. It's Instagram/user rjcanvas. Okay.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Oh, did you have a Twitter account or anything like that?
I don't use Twitter.
Dang. Okay. Well, that's fine. All right. Well, anyways, feel free to check him out, guys. And thank you so much for being here, Robert.
Thank you so much for having me, Joshua.
All right. Thank you. All right, Uber Nerd 527 here, and we're still at Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles for the Artists in the Courtyard event. I'm sitting here next to Mark of Rima Studios. He's come with some really awesome-looking comics. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your comics?
Sure. They're all age comics. They're original. We're just a small independent print publishing company. We just started not even a year ago, back in August. And we're just trying to get our comics out there. They're for everyone, and they're just on the humorous side and a little bit different than what's out there right now.
Your art style kind of reminds me of, like, Regular Show and stuff like that. Are you, like, a big fan of those?
Yeah, influenced by that, and especially as a kid watching, like, Darkwing Duck and Tailspin and The Tick and stuff like that, and just being heavily influenced by the lighter side of animation.
Oh, awesome! I'm very excited about seeing all this the comics myself. And you publish it yourself. That's really, really cool. Do you have a website, you said, and you can get comics on there?
Yes, we have a website. It's called RimaRealm.com, and we also are on Facebook at Rima Studios.
Okay, and you can like see like examples of the comics and maybe issues and stuff like that.
Yes, we have. Everyone that's published, we have the first couple pages up so you can get samples, and we also do free comics that link into the published comics, and we also do something new every Saturday. We have a new published.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Very cool. All right. Well, we're going to continue with the interviews here. Thank you very much. Are you on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that?
Yes, we're on Facebook.com/Rima Studios.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're back with some more interviews. Here we have Jeremy, who is an author of a book series. Can you tell us a little bit about your book series, sir?
I wrote it in college about 10 years ago, and it was based on a Norse mythology class I took. It's entitled Ragnarok on Ice, and its name suggests it takes has a heavy influence on the mythology side of things.
Awesome. So what kind of... What kind of, besides North, is there anything else that, like, any other books that maybe inspired it?
I'm a giant nerd, and from day one, I've always loved Thor in the Marvel comics, which actually inspired me to take the Norse mythology class at UCF. So, yeah, the Thor comics had played a big part in it.
Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about the book, the characters, the setting, all that stuff?
Of course. The main character's name is Jack, and taking a little bit from my own personal history, I played hockey when I was younger, so the character is a minor league hockey player who finds out that a couple of his teammates turn out to be old Norse gods, and he ends up getting caught up in their adventure. And one of my favorite characters is Loki, which takes is more based on his aspects in the old myth, where he turns out to be a good guy. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Very kind of, I was going to say like Harry Potter, but with Norse mythology, kind of like that.
And a little bit more adult scene. There is a little bit of language in there and some violence. But yeah, that's a pretty good description. Or like Percy Jackson.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Now, is this the first book that you... how many books have you written with these characters?
I wrote the entire series about 10 years ago, like I said. And there's 6 total books. 3 short stories to kind of bridge between the main books. So 3 novellas and 3 main novels.
Oh, awesome. Wow, that's really cool. And this is so a whole series. Is there a website where people can go to see these online or maybe read a little bit of it?
Yeah, I'm on Amazon. It's amazon.com/author/ Jeremy Crosston, and it has all my works there.
All right, and you can get like paperback, like digital, anything like that?
It's available in both Kindle format and in paperback format.
Awesome. Very cool. Thank you very much for coming and letting us interview you. So yeah, I'll look out for those guys. Now, do you have a Twitter account or Facebook or Instagram that you want to do a plug real quick?
Yeah, my Twitter account is at JeremyCrosston81, and my Facebook page is facebook.com/RagnarokOnIce2, because apparently there's already a Ragnarok on Ice out there. Who knew?
Yeah, who knew? All right, awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time, Jeremy.
And thank you, sir. Have a great afternoon.
You too. All right. So we're here with one of the owners of Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles. And we're going to just, I just wanted to, first of all, thank you guys so much for this wonderful opportunity to come here to for the artists to sell their art and all that stuff. Do you feel like you're going to do this some more?
Oh, absolutely. Probably in November we're going to do it. It'll be a little cooler. And we love to support the local artists. And we're really glad to have everybody.
All right. What was your now you have a lot of comics and collectibles here. Now obviously I'm guessing you guys are big Star Trek fans because I've seen all your Star Trek stuff here. But besides Star Trek, do you have any other fandoms that you like?
Well, we're into Star Wars, obviously. And me, I like Vampirella. Okay. And I also like Ghost Rider.
Oh, Ghost Rider. Okay, awesome. What about DC Comics? Are you reading any of the comics now?
Right now, DC, no.
Okay.
I really like Marvel. Obviously, I like the new Avenger movies. Everything that's coming out in the media for Marvel, as far as I'm concerned, is really great. I am anticipating, you know, Suicide Squad, Batman versus Superman, or Superman versus Batman. I can't wait to see what they look like. So we'll see.
What do you feel about Ant-Man coming out soon?
It looks really cool. I've always had a kind of a strange feeling about Ant-Man, but everything I've seen about it looks like it's really going to be a nice film.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, that's it for us here at Crumbs World's Comics and Collectibles. Why don't you go ahead and tell everyone where they can find all this stuff?
Okay. If you want to come to Crumbs World, it's 12321 West Colonial Drive, and it's in Winter Garden, Florida. It's right behind Taco Norteño and Wings of Winter Garden. And so if you like to eat and you like comics and collectibles, come on down.
It sounds like a good plan. And you do comics, you do collectibles, you do card games and all that stuff, right?
Absolutely. Everything in the genre.
Very good. Thank you very, 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 very much for having us here. And we hope to come back again.
Absolutely. You're welcome anytime.
Thanks. All right, cartoon connoisseurs, I want to first again thank Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles in Winter Garden for having this artist event, and we hope to do some more events with them because they're really great people out there. As for our next podcast, this podcast will be about Disney and Disney Animation. We're going to be talking about a lot of different news that's been happening the last couple months about animation and about all that. So look forward to that. And until then, folks, thank you so much for listening. And good night, everybody.
Yes, so thank you, UberNerd527. If you enjoyed this jolly banter and just willy-nilly things that just happened, then please go to iTunes and give us a review of 5 stars or more. It would be wonderful. Whatever or however you do that, I am sure you can. Anyways, if you like this silliness, then please go to the Arcade Archives website, arcadearchives.wordpress.com, and see all the jolly, wonderful, crazy people that are on there as well. You can also follow us at facebook.com/TalesFromTheGameGrid, or follow us on Twitter at TalesFTGameGrid. Thank you so ever so much for joining us here on the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater podcast, and now I am going to eat a large meal. Good night.
Message from headquarters. This is a Rebellion production and is part of the Arcade Archives Network.
That is all.